Welcome back to the Sandstorm Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Cochran. Today's gusts are swirling around a story from the windswept, sun-scorched terrain of Arizona, where justice seems as elusive as water in the desert. We're going to sift through the layers of a tale that's got folks everywhere hot under the collar. The case of George Allen Kelly, the Arizona rancher who faced a mistrial for the shooting of Mexican migrant Gabriel Quinn Buitimea. So, pull up a chair and let's trek through this together. Imagine you're 75 years old, living out your twilight years on a cattle ranch that's a stone's throw from the U.S.-Mexico border. You've seen more sunrises and sunsets than you care to count, and your bones feel every whisper of the night chill. That's George Kelly's life, or it was until that fateful day in January 2023. Here's where things get muddy. Kelly, a man in the winter of his life, stands accused of firing an AK-47 toward a group of men about 100 yards away. The prosecution hammers this point home. 9 shots. They say not a spray of lead, but a tempest. They see it as reckless. Kelly's attorney calls it warning shots. Now, let's chew on that for a second. Warning shots from an AK-47 at 75 years old. I've got to wonder, is this a case of trigger-happy aggression or a scared senior, his rifle a thundering staff in the face of perceived threats? But we don't have clear evidence of intent, just the tragic outcome, Quinn Buitimea's death. Here in Tucson, where I've spent the last 5 years, we're no strangers to the complex dance of border security and personal safety. Crime, gang violence, it's part of the narrative here. And it's not hard to see someone like Kelly, maybe fed a steady diet of sensational news and border war rhetoric, feeling like he's got to stand his ground. So, what's going through his mind? Is he picturing cartel hitmen instead of desperate job seekers? It's speculation, sure, but it paints a picture of fear, of a man who sees himself as the last bastion against an invasion. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not defending the man's actions, but I do think it's a human impulse to rush to judgment, to let our brains stitch together headlines into a quilt of perceived truth. It's a knee-jerk reaction, and sometimes we have to step back and remember that stories, especially those spun from the threads of law and order, are rarely black and white. Let's take a breath here and feel the desert wind. Think about the land Kelly calls home, the same land where neighbor Maria Castillo says she feels safe despite the frequent border crossings. There's a stark contrast between her sense of peace and Kelly's apparent fear, isn't there? But here comes the crux of it all, warning shots, 100 yards away. Even if we buy into the fear, the paranoia, can we ever condone such a response? In the sagebrush sea of gun ownership, isn't the responsibility as vast as the horizon? Sure, Kelly may have felt like he was in his own version of a high noon showdown, but when you're holding an AK-47, aren't you the one casting the long shadow? The man wasn't in the corral with a rattlesnake at his boots. He was a good football field away. As the dust settles on the mistrial, it's clear as a desert dawn that there are no winners here. A life lost, a man's future hanging in the balance, and a community left grappling with the echoes of a gunshot across the arid expanse. So, we'll keep an eye on the horizon, waiting to see if the Santa Cruz County Attorney's Office will call for a retrial or let the tumbleweeds roll over this case. But one thing's for sure, justice in the borderlands is as complex as the desert itself, a landscape that doesn't always conform to the lines we draw in the sand. And you know, when I first caught wind of this case, my gut reaction was, well, let's just say I wasn't rooting for the rancher. An unarmed group of migrants, a rancher with an AK-47, it paints a pretty stark picture, doesn't it? But as I turned it over in my mind like a stone under the hot Arizona sun, things got ... complicated. Take a moment and put yourself in Kelly's boots, heavy with the dust of 75 years. He's out there on the ranch where the sky stretches as far as tomorrow, and he's scared. That rifle isn't just a tool, it's his lifeline, so he fires what he calls warning shots. Now, with an AK-47, that's like trying to swat a fly with a sledgehammer. For a 75-year-old, that recoil isn't a joke. The gun's got more kick than a mule. Let's say we take him at his word. No direct evidence to the contrary. Those shots go wild. Unintended consequences to a shaky hand. Doesn't it seem possible? I've known Nogales, the tough streets, the hard stories. I can see why someone fed on a diet of fear might jump at shadows. Imagine Kelly. Maybe he's got Fox News on repeat, hearing about invasions and danger at the border. I don't know him, but I can picture the siege mentality setting in. Fear does funny things to a person. Twists logic until the barrel of a gun seems like the only answer. But let's pause here, because this is where my sympathies start to fray at the edges. Warning shots? 100 yards away? That's not just an overreaction, that's like using a cannon to kill a mosquito. If those migrants were a threat, they were the quietest I've ever heard of. No weapons, no aggression, just looking for work, for a chance. And then there's the courtroom, where justice is supposed to be blind, but everyone's eyes are wide open. They took the jury to Kelly's ranch, walked them through the scene like it was some macabre tour, but the judge, he's keeping the cards close to his chest, no media allowed to follow the breadcrumbs. The jury, bless them, they're wrangling with the weight of a man's fate like a calf in a rodeo. They tussled with the notion of second-degree murder, grappled with reckless manslaughter, negligent homicide. But in the end, they couldn't pin it down, and the gavel fell on a mistrial. Here's where my mind wanders. What does it take to pull a trigger? What drives a man to turn his ranch into a fortress, to see danger in every shadow? Kelly's defense says he was scared, justified. But when you're looking down the sights of an AK-47, does fear get to call the shots? Now it's like the whole town's holding its breath, waiting for the next act. The Mexican consulate's got its eyes peeled, clinging to hope for justice. And the migrants' daughters? Well, their griefs become a public spectacle, a piece of this border tapestry that's constantly unraveling. So where does that leave us? Perched on the edge of our seats, the story's tension as tight as a bowstring. As we peer into the heart of this case, the shadows grow long, and the desert whispers its secrets. All right, let's slow our roll and take in the view from up high, because there's a lot to unpack here. As the dust of the trial settles, it's time to reflect on what this all means. Not just for the folks involved, but for the rest of us, too. So here I am, your host Eric, peering into the heart of this desert drama. I've lived in these parts, taught in Nogales, and breathed the same air as the ranchers and migrants alike. I've seen the fear in people's eyes, the hope, the defiance. And it gets you thinking, how thin is that line between self-defense and taking justice into your own hands? The story of Kelly and Quinn Butimea could be a modern-day Western, but there are no heroes or villains, just humans, flawed and scared. It's a cautionary tale of a man who saw the border as a battleground and an AK-47 as his shield. Let's consider the historical side of this, shall we? The Wild West wasn't won with words, but with bullets and bravado. Yet, here we are, centuries later, still grappling with the same questions about the land and who gets to claim it, protect it, or cross it. Kelly's actions harken back to a lawless time when a gun was the ultimate arbiter. But times have changed, or at least they're supposed to have. Now, add a pinch of personal perspective. I've got to admit, there's a part of me that understands the instinct to defend what's yours. But there's a bigger part that recoils at the thought of solving problems with a gun, especially when words or a call to the authorities could do. We've got to talk about the elephant in the room, the politics of it all. With the presidential election stirring the pot, border security's on everyone's lips. But this case? It's more than a political football. It's a life lost, a community divided, and a man's legacy reduced to a series of shots fired in fear. The philosophical question here is about the balance of rights, the right to protect your property versus the right to seek a better life. Where do we draw the line? How do we weigh the scales of justice when fear skews the balance? This trial, with all its twists and turns, reminds us that the law is a living thing, breathing in the desert air, and sometimes it coughs up more questions than answers. The courtroom's a crucible where society's values are melted down and reshaped, for better or worse. We're left with a patchwork of human stories woven into the fabric of the borderlands, a tapestry of dreams, fears, and the unquenchable thirst for justice. Kelly, the rancher, he's just one thread in this story, but his tale is a stark reminder that the ghosts of the frontier still haunt these parts. In the end, the mistrial isn't just a legal hiccup. It's a mirror reflecting our own biases, our own quick draw judgments. And as we ride off into the sunset of this episode, we've got to ask ourselves, what kind of future are we gunning for? One where fear rules the range, or one where empathy and justice ride side by side? So there you have it, a tale of the border, a man with a gun, and a world watching, waiting for what comes next. It's stories like these that keep us questioning, keep us searching for that elusive truth buried in the desert sands. Don't forget to mosey on over to sandstormdaily.com, or check out our Facebook page at Sandstorm Daily for more stories that cut through the noise. And if you're feeling social, you can follow me, Eric Cochran, on Twitter at Real Eric Cochran. Until next time, keep your hats on tight and your minds open. And that's a wrap on today's episode of the Sandstorm Podcast. Stay curious, stay informed, and as always, stay grounded in the storm.